Tuesday night was the first meeting between Scott City and Buehler on the court here. It was a Great West Activity Conference against an Arc Valley Chisholm Trail League matchup there. And the Lady Beavers, I tell you what, they came out on the road and really played pretty good basketball, winning 60-47. It also helped that they hit a season-high 10 threes as well, and that was big. That opened up some alleys to drive in the first half and get it into the post there. It was a good first half. 7 lead changes in that first quarter. 2 ties. There ended up being 3 ties in the first half. At Scott City, the thing that they did, they closed out each quarter, and that was big tonight. They got the 3 to go up by 2 after the first quarter. They hit the last second shot to go up by 7 to go in the locker room. They hit free throws without any time left to go up by 10 going in the fourth quarter, led by 16. But Buehler would find ways to come back. They got it to within 8, but Scott City made their free throws when it counted, as they were 11 of 16. Make that 11 of 14 is the line in the fourth quarter, and they got the victory here on the road. But they get the tall task of Wellington on Friday night, who took care of Ulysses 43-12, and they knew it was going to be a big task anyway. They wanted to get one sub-state win, and the Lady Beavers got that to get the 11th win of the year and snap a 3-game sub-state losing streak. But they had good defense, great rebounding. They only limited Buehler to 3 offensive boards. Those all came in the second half. Buehler had 25 turnovers tonight. Scott City had 19 in the win, but Scott City was 16-22 in line. Erica Funker, the season high, 21 points. Kendall Gentry, 14. And for Buehler, Natalia Krafels ended up with 20. Scott City now 11-10 on the year. Buehler ends at 11-10, and now it's on to Wellington. And, you know, when the clock turns to March, it's March Madness time officially, and we'll see what can happen on Friday night in Wellington for Scott City. But the Lady Beavers' first sub-state finals appearance since 2020.